Chapter 3. I found a parrot and taught him to speak. It was nice to talk again. "Poll," I said out loud. I had to make tools. I made a spade. I took some more cuttings from the trees. I planted seeds in the ground. I made a hedge around them with the tree cuttings. I had no pots, so I decided to make some. I found some clay and tried to make the pots. It didn't work very well. I dried some of the pots in the sun. I used them to keep my barley and rice in. I made a big dish. I wanted to use it on the fire. I was happy. I can now cook properly, I thought. I wanted to make bread. First, I had to grind the corn. I used a hard piece of wood. I was happy with my life, but I was still scared. There may be lions and tigers on the island, I thought. I heard stories of cannibals, and I was scared of pirates. I had no clothes. I used goat's skin to make them. One day, I made a big boat to fit all my things in. I made it on the beach. I tried to get it in the water, but it was too heavy. I thought, I have been on the island for 5 years now. I had food and water. I had a house and clothes. I had a canoe to fish from and sail around the island. I went to sail around the island. I reached some rocks. The current was strong. The current carried the boat away. There was no wind. I was helpless. I tried to row, but it made no difference. I was in the boat for hours. Then luckily, the current changed. It carried me back to the island. I got out of the boat. I was so happy to be back on the island. I was happy on my island. I had pots and two houses. I had baskets. I made them from wicker. There was lots of food. But I was running out of gunpowder. After 11 years on the island, I started catching goats. I caught a male, two females, and some baby goats. I took them home to breed them. I made a pen to keep them in. After a year and a half, I had 12 goats. 2 years later, I had 43. I got milk from the goats and meat. I had the ship's dog, a parrot, and two cats as pets. The dog was old now, but I was not alone. By now, I had long hair and a big beard. My skin was brown from the sun. I didn't look like an Englishman. I carried a basket on my back. I made my own clothes. One day, when I was walking around the island to see my boat, I saw a footprint in the sand. It was a full footprint. It didn't belong to me. I was scared. I returned to my house and hid inside. Whose footprint was it? Was it a pirate's? Was it a cannibal's? I asked myself. I prayed to God to ask for protection. I stayed in my house for days. Then I ran out of water, so I had to leave the house to get it. No one attacked me. I began to build better walls. I hid the door in the side of the cave. I didn't sleep well. I have been on the island for 15 years. There must be people on the island, but I haven't seen any, I thought. I was worried about my goats. Other people on the island might kill them. I decided to dig an underground cave to keep my goats in at night. I made secret pens around the island to keep some of the baby goats in. I went to the woods. There was a clearing in the woods. I built a pen to hide some of my goats in. One day, I explored the east part of the island. I came down a hill. I was shocked. There were bones and skulls of people over the ground. I left quickly. It means there are cannibals on the island, I thought. I thought about going and killing the savages, but I decided it wasn't a good idea. I hid in my house. My goats were safe. One day, I was walking through the woods when I found a small cave. I went inside. I saw two eyes shining in the cave. I was scared. I ran out. Silly, I thought. I went back into the cave. There was a goat lying on the ground. He was old. I looked around the cave. There was a hole at the back. It was too dark, so I decided to come back later and explore. This is a big cave. It's a good hideaway, I thought. I moved some guns and powder into it.